Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Are all plastic surgeons equally qualified? Is plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery a luxury only the wealthy can afford? And what's the difference, anyway, between plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery? My guest is plastic surgeon Dr. James Murata of Murata Facial Plastic Surgery in Long Island. So, Dr. Murata, tell us a little bit first. Are all plastic surgeons equally qualified?
All plastic surgeons are not equally qualified. You know, it really depends on what kind of procedures you're going for. Number one, I mean, the most standard thing that everybody should look for, and it's pretty much across the board, is board certification. Okay, board certification means that the physician or surgeon has passed through a rigorous series of tests. They've had training, they've done the procedures before and had to have their case logs reviewed, and then they're deemed board certified. There's several different boards that make somebody competent to perform cosmetic surgery. And there's four core specialties which really practice a lot of cosmetic surgery. Everybody thinks that the American Board of Plastic Surgery is the only board, but it's not. There's the American Board of Facial Plastic Surgery, which that's the member. I'm a member of that board. I'm the a facial plastic surgeon, so I specialize in cosmetic surgery of the face. Dermatologists also have subspecialty training in cosmetic surgery, as well as oculoplastic surgeons. So surgeons may come from various different boards, but as long as your surgeon is qualified in the particular procedure you're interested in and has a board certification in one of those core boards, you're that's criteria number one for sure.
Okay, so now let's move on, and we want to get through as many of these as we possibly can. So now people have this misconception that any kind of cosmetic surgery they have to the face, you know, is going to give them that surprised look. That, I mean, you know, people have had bad experiences, people have had great experiences. So when we see somebody with that really surprised look, does that mean, or if they can't smile or they have no more frown lines, does that mean that they've had full-on facial reconstruction kind of thing, or, you know, facial plastic surgery, or is this just too much Botox, or some people are just like that, or they respond
sure.
that way?
Sure. You know, Melanie, that's the number one fear that I, you know, talk to about patients every day. I mean, every patient that comes in, really, they want to look natural, they want to look soft and subtle, they want to look better, rested, a little bit more youthful, but they want to just, you know, they fear the word. I mean, unfortunately, that's the one thing I fight against is, and the word plastic being in our name, people don't want to look plastic. That's exactly what they don't want to look like. And when you see people that may have that kind of appearance, it's usually a combination of things. Number one, they may have had one too many procedures, okay? I mean, and certain celebrities come to mind when we're talking about that.
They do, for sure.
And everybody brings up the same few celebrities as a condemnation of plastic surgery in general. And you have to realize that those small percentage of results that you don't like are counterbalanced by the 99% of people in Hollywood who have had great plastic surgery and you don't know it. And, you know, so either they've had one too many procedures, or in some cases they've had procedures which just were not designed for them. They somehow have altered their facial features that they didn't have originally. For example, one of the prime, I think, causes of that is when male patients have too much brow lifting done or too much upper eyelid surgery done, and that can tend to give the appearance of a feminized look. Certain celebrities come to mind. You may think of, you know, Kenny Rogers or Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, they've had, you know, stuff that's really changed their original appearance. And that's what plastic surgery does not have to be. There's no reason that a person having surgery would need to come out that, you know, with an altered appearance.
And, now, are some people, Dr. Murata, addicted to it, you know? I mean, can it do that? Can it if you have one and maybe you like the results or something, then you have another and you do a little bit more and a little bit more. Are some people really have that issue where they just want to keep coming back for more?
Well, I think addicted is in.
I didn't mean probably addicted, but
yeah.
You know.
No, I hear absolutely. I mean, I very commonly will do. You know, somebody will come in and they'll want to have a facelift done, and they'll like the look of it so much, and they'll like the improvement they got so much, and they'll have their eyelids done and proceed on with the rest. That's a very common scenario, but it's that. You kind of, if you realize what plastic surgery can do when it's done well and done safely and, you know, and you have a great experience with it and you want more, because it's just a matter of correcting really what you're not happy about at the end of the day when you look in the mirror. I mean, everybody has to have that self-esteem, that ability to hold their head up high and be and feel like they just feel healthy. I mean, the number one thing I hear from people is, you know, I feel so young inside, but my outsides don't match what I feel like on inside. And people are always asking me, wow, are you tired? Did you get enough sleep? Are you angry? Are you? And people, they don't want to walk around that way. And what they don't have to, because we have, you know, amazing procedures these days that can make things look better, as I said, in a very subtle and natural way. And I liken it to, you know, if you had a big mole growing out of the center of your forehead,
you'd go have it taken off. That's right.
You're not going to walk around like that, you know, and people, you know.
Some people do. They just keep them on.
Some people do.
Some people do. Now, Dr. Murata, if you were to give your sort of favorite procedure, would it be a cosmetic procedure such as Botox or microdermabrasion or one of those kinds of things? Or do you have something that you really think is just the greatest thing going out there right now?
Well, I mean, the greatest thing is, you know, when I look at somebody's face and analyze it and see the different parts of the facial anatomy that we really need to address. And it's almost like, you know, being an artist with a blank canvas. You see the different, you know, ways that people's face ages. And what I do is I essentially will sit down and customize the treatment plan for that particular patient. I don't do the same. It's not a cookie cutter operation. I may do fat grafting in one individual, where I'll do a mid face or cheek lift in another individual. I may or may not do a brow lift on some people. It depends on their anatomy. And so having the ability to do that and give patients those great natural outcomes that they're looking for, that's really what makes my job great.
And when people hear of, you know, the cosmetic procedures such as Botox, and what do you think of those procedures that are going on out there now? Are there pretty many we only have about a minute or two left, but, you know, what's going on in the world of these kinds of procedures?
Well, they're widespread. You know, you have to be careful. It is a medical procedure. Botox is a drug. It has to be administered by a qualified professional. It could be done well and it could be done very poorly. And there's also complications that can be associated with Botox or injectable fillers like Radiesse and Restylane, et cetera. So you want to make sure, again, I mentioned those, you know, core specialties. You want to make sure that your physician is qualified and board certified in one of those core fields, because they'll have an advanced knowledge of how to use Botox in the proper way.
So in the last 30 seconds or so, give us your best advice for people out there searching, trying to decide what to do, your best advice for cosmetic and or plastic surgery.
Yeah. Go out there, find a qualified practitioner, look up their board certification, ask your friends, ask people who have firsthand experience with the person, look at online reviews, go in and have a consultation, and go with your gut feeling. If the person seems to be a great practitioner and you have a good feeling and they're honest with you and give you a comprehensive idea of what can and cannot be achieved, and I think you're on the road to having a great outcome.
Well, that's great advice. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.